This is All Things Considered on WKAR. Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer is one of the latest governors to be taken to court over COVID-19. A majority of Michiganders have approved of her coronavirus response. That's as the state has gone from one of the highest infection rates to one of the lowest in the country. But after the state Supreme Court ruled against the governor's use of emergency powers, other state authorities are rushing to codify those orders. We're talking with WKAR. AR's politics reporter Abigail Senske to break down what's happening. Hi, Abigail.
Hey, Sophia.
The state Supreme Court recently ruled the 1945 law Whitmer was using to underpin her orders was unconstitutional. So what does that mean for Michigan's coronavirus response?
That means two big things. The state Supreme Court also ruled that that ruling had immediate effect. So all of those executive orders that were responding to the coronavirus crisis in Michigan were currently unenforceable. So, and the other big thing from that ruling was that the governor couldn't extend the state of emergency without input from the state legislature beyond April 30th when she did. So that ruling has left big questions like what happens to the state of emergency, what happens to the state's mask mandate and limits on the sizes of groups people can gather in. And basically, if it's falls under the column of public health. Public health authorities in the state are now responding to that and issuing new orders. Director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Robert Gordon, has stepped in with an emergency statewide order that mirrors some of the key things in original executive orders, like face coverings, mandating them statewide, and limits on the groups, sizes of groups people can gather in. And county health departments like Ingham and Oakland counties are doing the same thing. The city of Detroit has also issued some similar executive orders. So it's just more of a patchwork response. But on things that don't fall under the public health response, the legislature and the governor are going to have to work together to come to an agreement on how they'd like to respond instead of the governor basically making executive decisions.
What's the likelihood now that these new orders will also face legal challenges by the same groups that opposed the original ones?
To figure that out, I talked to Richard Primus. He's a professor of constitutional law at the University of Michigan. And basically, he said to me, Governor Whitmer is not alone. Across the country, dozens of governors have faced challenges to their gubernatorial powers to respond to the pandemic. And he said in Michigan, this ruling wasn't surprising it to him. It wasn't against the executive orders themselves. It was against this 85-year-old law, which Primus says was weak anyway. He says it's much less likely that the court would rule against the state's ability to issue public health orders, which is under a separate 1978 law.
It would be very surprising and much more aggressive of the courts to say that that was invalid. To say that that was invalid would essentially leave Michigan without the capacity to respond to epidemics.
As you can hear there, you know, it's less likely that this 1978 law will be challenged, but that's just for the public health orders. And, you know, there's more than 100 executive orders to respond to the pandemic in Michigan. A further point, Republicans have called Director Gordon's orders an end run around the ruling. They still view it as, you know, a top-down ruling from the executive branch, which takes away powers from the legislative branch, which is, of course, what the court ruled on. And, you know, there have been lawyers fielding legal challenges against counties who did step in with their own emergency orders, like Ingham and Oakland counties. So, you know, they may face legal challenges, but according to Primus, basically it's less likely that it would be a successful challenge.
You're listening to WKAR. We're speaking with WKAR politics reporter Abigail Senske about the future of Michigan's coronavirus response. That's after a landmark state Supreme Court ruling that upended Governor Whitmer's emergency powers. So what is the legislature doing then to address the coronavirus response, Abigail?
Well, this Tuesday, the legislature pulled an all-nighter, and they approved more than a dozen bills to extend unemployment benefits and, you know, delay some deadlines for state ID renewals, as well as allowing electronic public meetings. They also passed liability bills that would protect businesses that are still following COVID-19 orders from this state. And they also approved bills that would require nursing homes to have designated areas for residents who have coronavirus to recover. And they would require the Department of Health and Human Services to have an accreditation process for those recovery centers. So they're finding a way to work together with the governor on codifying basically different versions of these original executive orders and filling in the gaps for what they say has been lacking all along.
Abigail Senske covers politics for WKAR. Thank you for joining me.
Of course.